Wow. I was sitting there thinking, and Tim's narration and all the good choir, you feel like the shepherds out in the fields, and then you hear this news, you know, coming from heaven. Boy, they were changed, and we want to be changed also. So Merry Christmas to you, and I don't know about you, but in our household, the gifts have already been distributed, and so we're thankful and glad to be worshiping God with you. And I wanted to share from the Bible the story of Jesus' birth in Luke chapter 2. Hear God's word. We meet Jesus in the Bible. It can change our life. So as you sit in here, expect God to draw you close to Him. Now, there were shepherds in this country living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which is for all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen. We know that around Christmas time, our joys get doubled, and we seem more thankful and happy because of remembering Jesus' birthday. And also, we know, too, that around Christmas time, our sadness and pain gets doubled also. So if we have any aches in our soul or disappointments or empty spots, they seem a lot bigger around Christmas. And I don't know why that is, but it seems like the Lord lets us know where we're hurting so that He could come and heal where we're hurting and touch us where we need to be touched. So I'm sure every other person in the pew has some significant difficulty that you have faced recently, or maybe have just seen in the news as we pray for folks around the country. But to know, like the song said, God is with you, He loves you, and all these songs pointed us to Christ's care for us. So the big message of Christmas is, Jesus loves you. Do you feel loved by Him? That's the question I'm going to repeat about 10 times tonight. Do you feel loved by God? Okay. Now, strangely and sadly, most people do not feel loved by God. Even in a service like this, you might say, well, it's inspiring, but I don't know, does God love me? Is that hitting me at the level of my emotions? And sometimes we don't feel loved by God because of sincere doubts or because we have a chip on our shoulder against the Lord. I also recognize when I talk about do you feel loved by God, there's a difference between thinking and belief and feeling. I understand that. I understand all that. But really our feelings ultimately show us what our thinking and belief has been. That's a fact of biology for all you potential brain surgeon folk out there. So our feelings are really important because they're a signal of what's going on in our soul. And so common responses to the question, do you feel loved by God, even at Christmas, might be some of the following. You might have thought these things or said these things. I certainly have at one time or another. The first response would be an evasive response. Do you feel loved by God? Well, I don't know. God's too busy for me. He should be solving other bigger problems in the world. The evasive response. Do you feel loved by God? The honest response. I think God is angry with me. Or I'm angry at God. And besides that, I'm too busy for Him. I'm too busy to think about Him very much. That's the honest response. The practical response. Do you feel loved by God? I don't know. If God loves me, so what? What's that have to do with how I live my life? How's that going to help me with my family, with my job, with my responsibilities? The practical response. The self-absorbed response to do you feel loved by God? I believe in God in my own way. So just back off with this. How do you feel loved by God message? Do you feel loved by God? The very popular response, I keep my feelings about God to myself. I don't believe in pushing religion down anybody's throat. The big dog response, do you feel loved by God? I don't need to feel loved by God to be successful in this world. The painful response, which I think is most frequent, and God responds to this one. I don't know if I feel loved by God. If God really did love me, the bad things that have happened to me wouldn't have happened. It's a painful response. And then the tough guy response. Do you feel loved by God? Don't want to be loved. Don't know how to be loved. It's a condition of the human heart that often happens. Well, one thing we've all learned, both at Christmas and all the way back in junior high, you might say, is when somebody said, I love you, that was a dangerous thing. We were put on the spot when somebody said, I love you. I remember the first time I got that message in a little card from a gal, Mary. I hardly knew Mary. And there it is, you know, I love, it must have been Valentine's, I love you, Mary. And I was terrified. Well, what am I going to do now? I was sick to my stomach. I'm staying home from school for a week. Stay away from Mary. She's trouble. And now I have to do something. Strategy number one, first response to the message, you are loved, is this. Avoid, avoid, avoid. Get away from her until I figure out what to do. Stay away from the one who says, I love you. We do this with God a lot. It's a big reason why a lot of people don't go to church. I don't want to deal with the truth that God loves me intensely. That would scare me to death. Because then I have to look back at him and say something. So the strategy, reject, put off, disrespect, throw him under the bus if necessary, but make it clear, break it to him gently. I don't love you, Mary. I don't love you, God. That's the first response. Do you feel loved by God? The second response, or when somebody says, I love you, is to say, wow, don't know if I've ever been loved before with this intensity. This is life-changing. Gets my adrenaline flowing. I'm walking on sunshine. Surprisingly, I never thought I'd say it, but I love you too. Mary? Mary, where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. And if the love is real, it grows. Love is not real, it doesn't grow. This is what happens between our heart and God when he says, I love you. Now, since God says, I love you, what are you going to say to him back? You know, we can't avoid him very long. We can't buffalo God because he's God. So he says, I love you. Jesus comes to the door of your house every day, gives you the good news of the absolute truth. He's loved us with an everlasting love. That's with a great intensity. Francis Chan wrote a book saying God is crazy in love with you. And the message at Christmas is to you, peace on earth, goodwill to you. Goodwill to you from Jesus. Fear not, there's good news of great joy. The Savior has been born to you, Christ the Lord. Give him the name Jesus. He will save you from your sins. Now, how does God feel about you from all these messages in the Bible? The Bible says, oh, wow, God was thinking about you before the universe was created. That's pretty incredible. That's the longest anybody's ever loved you, by far. God, personally and intensely. You wouldn't exist if God didn't want you to exist. Your name is written on the palm of his hand. That's how God feels about you. Someone said, your picture is in his wallet. Okay, there it is. And somebody died for you, this child, this carpenter's son, this Messiah. And on the cross he said, oh, intensely, I love you. Father, forgive them. Today, would you want to be with him in paradise like the thief was? God's love is powerful and the most powerful force in the world. It actually sent Jesus into the world from the cradle to the cross to the resurrection. And when you think of how God feels about you and His love for you, you know, God doesn't need you or me. He doesn't need us. Sometimes when there's love involved, it's like it makes the bag off, but God lets us know He doesn't need us. But He wants us. Huge difference. He wants us. He calls us to Himself. The Apostle Paul said about Christ's love, it surpassed knowledge. It was so fantastic. Greater than anybody could ever understand. It would be like trying to explain calculus to your dog. Okay? The dog would just look at you and maybe feel loved. Even a dog knows how to feel loved, doesn't it? And it knows how to express some love back. So how about your soul and my soul with the Lord? Can we respond to the Master with a heart that knows we're loved? Well, do you feel loved by God? And another question, real important, does God feel loved by you? Does God feel loved by you? Sometimes that's expressed by how you treat the people around you. I was just in a convenience store coming to the service. I got to have the coffee thing at night. And so there were people in there, and the clerk got something for a customer, and they said, "Thank you so much. God bless you." And the clerk said, "No, God bless you." And another person said, "Hey, it's Christmas, you know. We should all be thankful." That's right. I mean, it was a fantastic. I thought we were having church there at the thing. But how you treat others, God will say, I feel loved by my people. And how we obey Him, that'll be important. Jesus, His love can change our hearts. He'll see the joy that we have, and He'll say, "Yeah, the joy's from me." He'll see the hurt that we have, and He'll say, "I'm here to make that right." One of the things Jesus promised, and when He comes again, He's going to make everything right. What an amazing thing. And this evening, He can make our soul right. Everything in our soul, I'm right with God. Just one picture of that. An old Hollywood actor, Steve McQueen. He was in no Christmas stories. Steve McQueen was Mr. Tough Guy about 50 years ago, Tom Cruise type of his day, action movie person. Wild Hollywood life, big on cocaine, big on alcohol, three wives, bunch of Academy Awards. So he goes after fame, fortune, and free sin in every way possible. And he hears the story of Jesus, and a simple Christian tells him what Jesus means to this other person. And Steve McQueen prays to receive Christ. A great change in his life. Spends the rest of his life going to church on Sunday morning. Just comes in a little church, sits there. Nobody even knows who he is. He just comes and says, "You know, I feel at peace with God now. I love feeling close to Him." There he was with a broken life, messed up marriages, morals that stunk, peace with God, a new life. And he knew the change, and people around him were glad about the change. Because the stranger from Nazareth had come and he was received into his soul, a King of Kings. So how about you? Do you feel loved by God? Wanted to ask you to pray. A Bible verse talks about God's love. And I urge you, pray it out loud. And if you really mean the prayer, that's good. God will hear your heart. If you're just praying it because I told you to pray, well, thanks for being polite. But God, prayer, He hears our heart, not our words. It's a good lesson for prayer. And so, would you pray the phrases after me of the prayer I pray? It's from John's Gospel about the coming of Jesus, how God loved the world. He sent Jesus. And I want you to pray that. And then we'll have some silent prayer, and then we're passing the candle for Jesus, the light of the world, and more songs to honor God. But just quietly You talk to God from your heart using His Bible. These, would you repeat after me, Lord? As you pray, feel loved by God. Dear Lord, you so loved me. Pray that with me. Dear Lord, you so loved me. You sent Jesus to die in my place. You sent Jesus to die in my place. I receive you, Jesus. I receive you, Jesus. I turn from sin and self. I turn from sin and self. Thank you for everlasting life. Thank you for everlasting life. I feel loved by you. Amen. I feel loved by you. Amen. And in your silent prayers, could you talk to God about the things in your life that are not right? They're broken. Maybe they're broken because of somebody else's sin, or life has been really painful on you. Or maybe it's your own sin that just got you all messed up. Jesus knows all about that. He still comes towards you. Could you talk with Him about that in your silent prayers? And then would you thank God for what He means to you? You know, your love for God is real special to Him. You love Him in a way nobody else can, because you're created uniquely in His image. And how much He delights when you love Him. Just tell Him what He means to you and ask Him to help you follow Him with His help. Lord, continue to be with us as we worship you and make us change people, Jesus, just like the shepherds were and the wise men and Mary and all the good news you brought made a difference. Might it make a difference in our soul. In Jesus' name, amen. We